advantage to going against a guy who's similar this week?
Definitely. I mean, not so much the quarterback, but the blocking schemes as far as the option, the read option, the pistol formations. So we're familiar with those blocking schemes and the stresses it put on the defense just because we defended it during training camp.
The opposing defenses for you guys have faced Robert and the stress he puts on them just with his own physical skills. What does Cam do?
Like I said before, I mean, they're both explosive players, and that's what they do well. I mean, they're different body types, they're different quarterbacks, but they can hurt you with their arms and their legs as well. And so whenever you run an option-type football, you have an extra man offensively. And so that's why it stresses out defenses, is because they have a blocker for everybody, and on defense you're always trying to find the extra man.
What does this game mean to you guys? I mean, Coach said must win and all that, but do you have a sense of what this game means, the difference between 3-6 and 4-5?
I mean, I think Coach said it best. It's a must-win. I mean, you're talking about at some point you got to stop digging yourself into a hole and start climbing out of it. And so we know the importance of it. I mean, being this far in the season and understanding, you know, teams' records are shaping up, and we have just as good a chance as anybody with five divisional games left, but we got to stop the bleeding this weekend.
What do you think of what Ryan Kerrigan's been able to do since Brian Racco got hurt? I mean, he's getting a little bit more focus on him from defenses now.
I think Ryan is still playing at a Pro Bowl level. You know, his pass defense as far as the coverage has been great this year. You know, I don't know where his sack total is from where it was last year, but I think he's doing everything the coaches have been asking him to do and more.
He's on a better pace than last year.
Well, then I think that answers your question, that it hadn't. I mean, even with teams focusing on him, he's still getting the job done.
What do you think of the throwback unis?
Excited to wear them. I mean, you know, I think the helmets look cool with the leather look-alike. You know, whenever you can connect with history like that, you should take advantage of it and understand the importance of it and exactly, you know, kind of look at the whole organization as a whole and just what's going on.
Better than Pittsburgh's?
You know, I mean, I'm not going to say I like the uniforms, but, I mean, you enjoy because it is something different, and that was the style back then. I mean, one day somebody's going to look back at our uniforms and or somebody else's uniforms and say, man, those things are ugly. But back then, that's what they liked.
Lorenzo said he was glad there's a face mask.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, now, if we didn't have the face masks, I think it'd be a different story. But it's going to be exciting. I mean, I think the fans are going to be excited, and, you know, it looks kind of cool to see something different on film.
You guys wouldn't be so pretty without those face masks, you know?
Definitely.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't want to talk about specific politics, but you guys talk about politics in this room. Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about politics just as much as probably you do or anybody else. Now, I don't think anybody in here is a scholar on politics, but, I mean, you know, we all vote, and, you know, we all have our own opinions.
Is that fun to talk about politics? When obviously you guys like to talk about football and life and stuff like that, but is politics one of those things that you get into fun arguments about, or does it get heated?
I mean, I think it's no different than any other work environment. We can probably talk a little bit more liberally in the locker room just because it's more of a locker room type setting than more so in a, you know, 9-to-5 behind a desk. But, you know, I mean, you know, we all have different views, different opinions on things, and you know, everybody has different conversations. Nobody's getting heated about a conversation, but, you know, people have strong viewpoints on different things. And, you know, I mean, we don't talk about football all day. You know, we have other interests, and, you know, football is what we do as a profession. We love to do it, but it's a job that we do.
As a sports reporter, I like scores. Who wins, who loses? Do you have a prediction?
Nah, I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I just want, you know, I just want to do what's best for America. And whatever that is, you know, I don't think any of us really know, but, you know, just getting people back to work and, you know, just seeing America grow and be a better country.